John chapter 4, I've been verses 23 to 20. I've been verses 21 to 24. John 4, 21 to 24. A journey into worship, part 2. Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me. The hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain, America was a mountain, in this mountain, or in this mountain, nor yet at Jerusalem, worship the Father. It wouldn't be confined. Worship will not be confined to a particular geographical location. Jesus is saying. Because we are going to become the mobile houses of worship. Somebody say, I am a mobile house of worship. He said, you worship, ye know not what. You don't know what you're worshiping. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is. Somebody say, now is. When the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Eternal words of King Jesus. If you have a red letter Bible, you'll have those words in red letters. Red words always win. Red words always win. Red words win every time. Those words from the Master. That's how faith comes. When Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, in the original manuscript, the word translated God is the word Christ. And it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the anointed utterance of the Messiah. So as we feast on the Logos, the written word, and we lean on the Holy Spirit to explain it to us and to teach us, because it's the teacher, according to John 14, 26, he will teach us all things. He teaches us the word of God. The Holy Ghost is the teacher of the word of God. As he teaches us, he quickens these written words to our hearts. The Lord speaks from the pages of this word. And faith comes from what Jesus speaks to you and to me. Jesus is still speaking to us today. Go to Hebrews and chapter 1. The book of Hebrews, chapter 1. God, from verse 1, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past. In time past. How did God speak? Unto the fathers. In time past by the prophets. In time past by the prophets. So how is he speaking to us now? Verse 2. It's in your Bible. Verse 2. Hath in these last days. If the days in which the Bible was written were referred to as the last days, what are the days? How do we describe the days in which we live now? We're living in the last of the last days. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. So King Jesus is still speaking to us. Can I have an amen? And every time you allow him to speak to you, faith comes. It doesn't matter what the world is saying to you. Doesn't matter what the prophets are singing to you. What matters is what Jesus is singing to you. That is how faith comes. And Jesus said to that woman by the well, that the time is coming and now is, that those who worship God must do so in spirit and in truth. So what is worship? Is it the slow songs we sing after we have taken the fast songs? Those slow songs that make us sober And sometimes we burst out in emotional display and we cry. That is part of worship, but that is not the totality of worship. Because primarily, worship must stem from your heart. It's from your heart to the heavens. Worship entails the totality of your lifestyle beyond Sunday morning. A child of God is supposed to be a worshiper. But Jesus said, and I go back to the words of Jesus in John chapter 4. That time is coming and now is that the true worshipers. He said, true worshipers. He said, true worshipers. John chapter 4. John chapter 4. And please go with me to verse 23. Quickly, media, you have to do a good work this morning because I don't have all the time and I have a lot to say. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers, if there are true worshipers, that means there are false worshipers. So what distinguishes the true worshipers from the fake worshipers, the false worshipers, is not speaking in tongues. It's not how much of the Bible they can quote. It's not how religious they appear. It's never in the appearance. He said, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit. So it is coming from the heart, first of all. The word spirit and heart are used interchangeably in the Bible. This is not capital letter S, this is small letter S. So it's not the Holy Spirit. All right? In spirit, that is coming from your heart. They worship God in their heart. And from the heart flows all the issues of life. So whatever is contained in your spirit, over time, people will begin to see the outward manifestations and expressions in your lifestyle. There is nothing like I honor God in my heart, but it doesn't matter what I do with my life. It's fake. It's a scam. A Christianity that exists between only you and God. Only God knows I'm his worshiper. No, that's a lie. There is no truism in that. The true worshipers must worship God in spirit. It must come from the heart first, and then it flows out through their actions, and it is in truth, because it is not, there is no disparity, there is no conflict between what you say and how you live. If there is a disparity between what you say to people and how you live when nobody is watching, you are not a true worshiper. A true worshiper is the same in secret, as same in public, same on Sunday morning, same Friday night. He said they will worship God in spirit and in truth because those are the species that the Father is looking for. The Father is done with fake people. So everybody begins to examine themselves in the light of the Word of God. Am I for real or am I fake? What does true worship entail? I'm going to take it off from where I stopped last week. Number one, true worship must come from a heart that honors God. Two words are key words there. Number one, the heart. Number two, the word honor. A heart that honors God. Do you possess a heart where the honor of God dwells? In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. Again, let's go back to the words of the master. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. Jesus teaching the disciples to pray. He said, this is how to pray because they wanted to know how to pray. And he said, after this manner, this is how, this is the style, this is the order in which you pray. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So when you say to him, our Father, who art in heaven, you get his attention. Then the next thing to say to him is, hallowed be thy name. The word hallowed is the word honored. Honored be your name. The name of the Lord is to be honored. The name of the Lord is not to be taken in vain. That's why one of the commandments that God gave to Moses to give to the children of Israel is that you must never swear to an oath falsely in the name of the Lord. You must never take the name of the Lord in vain. God doesn't joke with his name. God is not like the scammers in our country. The scammers all over the world, they don't care about their names. But the Bible says that a good name is better. A good name in German, name is name. A good name is better than silver and gold. People are looking for silver and gold. That's why they go to work every day. That's why you do business every day. That's why people travel from Hong Kong to Singapore, from Singapore to Malaysia, from Malaysia to New Zealand. They are looking for money. They are looking for silver and gold. But the Bible says a good name better. A good name is better. A good name is better. You may have all the money. If your name is soiled, it will go beyond you. It will tell on your children. It will tell on your children's children. It will tell on your generations yet unborn. The Lord doesn't joke with his name. He said, don't take my name in vain. If you want to lie, go ahead and lie. But don't lie in the name of the Lord. Don't do it. You know, these are the days that people don't have conscience. They will lie to you in the name of the Lord. And I always say, and I want to say again this morning, listen to me, young people. Don't you come up here and say, thus saith the Lord, if you are not sure, thus saith the Lord. Don't you go to your fellowship or to your family and tell your family members, you know, the Lord said to my heart that I believe the Lord told me that we should do this. If you are not sure, it's the Lord. Jesus said, every inoperative word that men speak, they will give account of it. Don't put the name of the Lord if you are not sure. Well, Pastor, it just occurred to me that we should do so, so, and so, and so. Well, family, it occurred to me, I perceive in my spirit, I perceive that we should just do so, so, and so, and so. And whatever the Holy Ghost is leading you to do must be in agreement with the written word of God. Can I have an amen? Don't go ahead and announce the Lord said when you are not sure the Lord said. The Lord said, don't take my name in vain. Those who do so will not do so. They won't go guiltless. They will not go guiltless. That's why when Moses, God's name is so hallowed. Listen, church. When Moses asked God, he said, you are sending me to these children of Israel. In Exodus, if you read the whole of chapter 1 and the whole of chapter 2, Moses said, what's your name? If they ask me who sent you, God said to him, say to them, I am sent you. I am. Say, because I am that I am. What I was, I am. What I am, I will continue to be. I am that I am. I change not. So when he came to them, what kind of name is that? Who sent you? I am. Nobody else in the world can bear that name, I am. The Yoruba Bible says, Emini. Tinje, Emini. Nobody can beat their chest. That's how hallowed the name of the Lord is. That's why it's important what you say after I am. That's why in Joel chapter 2 and verse 10, it says, beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. It says, let the weak say, what should the weak say? I am, you follow it with a positive word, strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Be careful what comes after I am. That's his name. That's his name. Never you open your mouth and say, I am stupid. Oh no, I'm mad at you. No, if you're upset with someone, tell them you're upset with them. You're exasperated with them. You are not mad. May you not be mad. I don't want to come and visit you and pray for you in PLU, Professor Lambo Unit, UCH. I don't want to come there. True worship starts from honoring God in your heart. Honoring God will include honoring his name. Brother, how much does this cost? Honestly, I swear, it's 250,000 naira. It costs 220,000. My profit is 30,000. And I'm billing you 250,000. Let's negotiate your profit. Non-negotiable, I'm sorry. The best I can give you 5,000, give me 245. But for you to say, I swear, in the go anywhere. And business people do that every day, including Christian business people. But you see why I respect the Muslims? Especially those with the black mark on their forehead. They will tell you, sir, this thing costs 220,000. My profit is 30,000. Well, lie. I'm not going to reduce anything. The guy has told you the truth. And he will tell you, this is the original. If you like, they can sell 150,000 for you, the same type, down. I know a shop where they can sell it, 150,000. But I can tell you, if you use it for 2 weeks and it's still working, come and call me a bastard, and it'll walk away. Then you will go and come back and think, penny wise, pound foolish. I think it's better to buy the original, the Muslims, because they will not take the name of their God in vain. Listen to me, church. Part of not taking the name of their God in vain, every time they mention the name of their prophet, not even their God now, the name of their prophet, they will say, Salah, Wale, Wasala. Now, I don't know the meaning of that. When they write the name, they will write in front of it S-A-W. He saw, because the guy saw. He doesn't see anymore, but he saw, right? Now, that's Salah alayhi wasalam. That's to let you know how much reverence they have, not only for their God, but also for their prophet. What is wrong with us Christians? You will lie in the name of the Lord. You will commit adultery and fornication in the name of the Lord. A sister in this church, she's not around anymore, not in this city, but she was here. She's my personal convert. She left. She left church out of whatever happened and then was angry and whatever. And then she used her head to carry cobwebs in town. Then I saw her on Facebook one day and I chatted her up, "What's up with you?" And then she was crying. Then she came back to church, long story short. When she came back to church, she was now recounting her story. When she left for a white garment church. And in that church, of course, the head of the church is a prophet. And then there's a junior prophet who is the younger brother of the senior prophet. Now, as the elder brother, the senior prophet, was trying to have sex with her, the younger brother also, the junior prophet, was also trying to have sex with her. So they were making advances. They were making advances, and she was rebuffing it. And she was saying, no. And she was looking at, am I in the church? Or anyway, so long story short, one day, the younger prophet called her. He was in Akobo Market. And he called her, and he said, "Are you at home?" And she was living in that axis at the time. And she said, "Yes." And the young man came. And came to her room and said, "Sister," I would not mention the name. "Sister," figure the name yourself. He said in Yoruba language, "Emi oluwa ni kin wa ba yin sun." Meaning in English, "The Spirit of the Lord said to me to come and have sex with you." The Spirit of the Lord. I said, "Did you obey the Spirit of the Lord?" "No, Pastor, how will I do that kind of thing?" But he said he came in the name of the Lord. That was the beginning of her not going to that church anymore, but not knowing where to go until we had a conversation and she came back. In fact, I'm sure she wouldn't mind me sharing this if she were in church. Once, maybe someday I'm going to tell her to come and share it herself. How people lie in the name of the Lord. There can be no worship if you don't honor that name. You have zero worship. Zero. So don't singing. Can you see where singing is not worship now? But singing is only an expression of worship. It's only part of the journey. It is not the totality of the journey. Okay, so can you imagine you have sex with somebody in church, for example, you commit fornication, and the next thing you're doing is, "Oh, I am worshiping the Lord. I'm worshiping the, in truth and in spirit." And you sing, and hey, you can sing heaven down on us. Yeah. And the Spirit of God will move in spite of you. But you are not a true worshiper. So people will say, "I can do whatever I like. And when I come to church," a young man said to another young man in Akure, he said, "I can just get up from a woman committing adultery with her, and I will get on the pulpit and I will preach and I will lead prayer and the Holy Ghost will move and anointing will move." Yes, anointing will move. Holy Ghost will move in spite of you, because God wants to reach his people in spite of you, the coconut head. But you are not going anywhere. So you are like a conductor, or an agberu is a better word, in Iwo Road, who is loading, yabo igbo, bus one, fill up, will go. Yabo igbo, bus two. He will load 10 buses, but he remains at Iwo Road. So the first bus he loaded, one of the passengers who traveled to Lagos to do business, has made money in Lagos, has returned to Ibadan, and returned to Iwo Road in the night, will still find the guy loading night buses. He has gone to Lagos, has made money, has made contacts and contracts. Back in Ibadan, the agberu is still on the same spot. May you not be an agberu where the matter of the kingdom of God is concerned. Can I have an amen? There are pastors who are not going anywhere. Heaven is not full of nice people. Heaven is full of saved people. Are you saved? Do you hallow the name of the Lord? Jesus said this is how to pray. Your prayer won't go anywhere unless you hallow his name. And you hallow his name from your heart, not from your head. God is not interested in people that honor him with their lips, whose hearts are far from him. Hallowed be thy name. The way you live your life, is God hallowed? Is his name hallowed in your life? Do you hallow him? Do you even know there is God? Do you even know? Are you even conscious of him? Are you aware that in your room, as you sit down, before you start doing the nonsense you like to do, are you aware that God is there? My father in the Lord told me some time ago, I was in his house. He said, "Fred, if only we knew that we are being watched by another world, our manner of life will be different. If only we knew. If only we knew that the things we call secrets here are not secrets, really. If only you knew that every secret thing you do will be made public. We'll do things differently. People go to spend Friday night in their boyfriend's house. Sunday morning, they're in church. And then they work for us. From the bed of fornication. Pastor may not know. He doesn't have to know. It's not his business. And the Holy Ghost is not a whistleblower. There are certain things he reveals. He just wants to reveal them. Like I spoke last Sunday about dressing. And my wife was telling me, you know, that was the Holy Ghost. Because there was a particular case he was going to hand over to me that same Sunday. And I didn't even see the person. I don't see you. I don't see what you are wearing. I see the word of God. So I share God's word with you. I don't know what you are doing with your private lives. And I don't want to hear. Because I don't want to fall into depression. I'm also on the journey. I'm also paying attention to my life. I also don't want to be a bad example to the sheep. I also want to be able to say like Paul, follow me as I follow Christ. Not do what I say, but don't do what I do. There are pastors who go with their protocol team to minister. And in the night, as they lodge them, pastor discharges protocol. And there's a sister that will come into pastor's room and nobody dares talk. Everybody keeps quiet. Until it becomes normal runs in the church. To the point that it's even protocol officers that are getting babes for the pastor. I know what I'm talking about. It's not what I've been told. It's what I know. One of them went to Abeokuta to minister. Big man. I won't mention his name. All of you know his name. His scandal has come up time and time again. And some people will get on social media and start arguing. No, no, he can't do that. Oh, because he has swags. He tried it with one of our pastor's wives in this church. He went to Abeokuta to minister. His protocol team, very long. You know these pastors with very long protocol team. Like the president is coming. When he was going to do what he wanted to do, he told the protocol officers to leave. To go back to wherever. I won't mention. So they all left. So he went alone to this lady. And the lady being full of the Holy Ghost. He met his match. He met his match that day. Because she did not only say no. She schooled him about the word of God. A whole general overseer of a Pentecostal church. And when they sing. There was a time one of their songs was trending. Yeah. Oh, it was all over the place. God is looking for true worshipers, not talented singers. Heaven is full of talented, multi-talented singers. Satan does not need to go to a musical school to learn how to play instruments. Satan just whistles, shh, saxophone comes out, shh, keyboard, bam, boom, drums, pew, flute, harp. Name it. God is not looking for musicians. God is not looking for singers. God is looking for worshipers in spirit and in truth. So what does it mean? It means, first of all, your heart must honor God. And if your heart honors God, your words will honor God. And if your words honor God, your actions will honor God. And if your actions honor God, your habits will honor God. And if your habits honor God, your character will honor God. And if your character honors God, your entire life honors God. Jesus must be honored. Must be honored. Must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. So when they bring some paper to your table to sign, fake contracts that can turn you into an overnight billionaire, you sing, Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Ah, Jesus must be honored in my life every day. I'm sorry, I can't sign this. Somebody offers you free sex. You didn't ask for it. They just offered you. Jesus must be honored. Must be honored. You close the door and walk away. Must be honored because he's with me right now. Jesus is with me right now. Can I tell him, excuse me, Jesus, I'm going to do this and I'll come back and repent? That's the gospel we hear. You're hearing the true gospel. Can I have an amen this morning? Matthew 15. Back to the words of the master. Matthew chapter 15. I'll just take a few verses, maybe 1 to 9, about honor. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. See, they were concerned with the do's and don'ts. Your disciples don't wash their hands before they eat bread. They are transgressing the traditions of the elders. Our tradition. But he answered and said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? To fear qua. What do you mean? Next verse. For God commanded, saying, honor your father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. God said that. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it's a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, shall be free. He shall be free. You know what that means? You can dishonor your parents, but as long as you bring money. Say, dad, that's a gift for you, or that's your monthly salary. Mom, that's your monthly allowance, but you dishonor them, or you give them money. Their own tradition says such a child is free. You're free. Because you're bringing something. There's a profiting. Jesus said, that way, you are transgressing the commandment. Those of you made the commandment of God of non-effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, these people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart, their spirit is far from me, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. They came to Jesus with washing of hands. Jesus ended the journey with worship. Because our lives should be about worship. Jesus said, Isaiah said concerning you, in vain these guys draw near to me with their mouth and their lips, but their hearts are far from me, because worship must come from the heart. God wants our hearts to be close to him, not far from him. Are you with me, church? Are you with me, church? Then in the next verse, it said, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defiles a man. It's not what you eat from your mouth into your tummy that defiles you. It is what comes out from your tummy, out of your mouth, that defiles you. How? Then came his disciples and said to him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they had this saying? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. This parable that you have spoken, please teach us, what does it mean? And Jesus said, are you yet without understanding? Are you also yet without understanding? I love Jesus. He spoke straight. Verse 17. Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the drought? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart. Come from where? Talk to me, church. Come from where? And they defile the man. Verse 19. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashing hands defileth not a man. Now you don't wash your hands to eat. That's personal hygiene. It doesn't defile you. It could send you to toilet, that's fine. But it doesn't make you unholy before God. But what are the things that make our worship not acceptable? The things coming out of your heart through your mouth. He said, out of the heart proceed thoughts of fornications. I always say that fornication is a very tough thing for a believer. Very tough. Because it takes careful planning. You have to plan. It doesn't just happen if you're a believer. For unbelievers, it can just happen at the snap of fingers. Two unbelievers, two idiots, meet each other on the road, yank each other into one guest house. Zia, they do it, pay each other off, and then get out. But for a believer, you have to first of all sit down. And then you think. And then you come up with a plan. The plan could go on for 2 weeks. It could go on for a month. Where are we going to meet? How are we going to meet? Should I go in first and invite her to join me later? What if a church member is working in the hotel? When I get to the reception and I want to register, and I say, ah, bro, good afternoon. What will I say? I will now say, I just want to make inquiries. I'm not lodging. Or what if they allow me to lodge first? And then when they hand me the keys to my room and I've paid, then I say, ah, bro, you are the leader of a particular unit in our church. Oh, I never knew you. Oh, I came to pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then I'll get to my room. Then I'll call the guy and say, don't come again. No. Appointment canceled. Money wasted. At least you've paid for that night. Enjoy the AC. So it takes careful planning. You have to plan it. Nobody must know. We got to do it on the down low. Nobody has to know. Look at all the energy you are putting into that. If we put all of that energy into praying, into studying the Word of God, into listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, will our lives not be 1,000 times better? Talk to me, church. The Father is looking for His honor in your heart. The Father, church, if you didn't hear anything, hear this morning, Malachi 1:6, the Father is looking for His honor in your heart. The Father is looking for His honor in my heart. That I'm a pastor makes no difference. He's looking for His honor in my heart every day. He's looking for His honor in your heart every day. A son honoreth his father. Malachi 1:6. A son, a true son, a proper son, not a bastard. A son honoreth his father. Are you a son? Because you speak in tongues. Are you a son because you come to church? Are you a son because you lead a unit in church? Are you a son because you are very active and people see you every time? Are you a son? No, that doesn't make you a son. A son honoreth his father. Jesus was called the Son of God because he honored the Father throughout. I will show you that very quickly. A son honoreth his father and a servant his master. If then I be a father, God is asking, where is my honor? Where is my honor? Where is my honor? Proverbs 23:26. Quickly. Proverbs 23:26. God is looking for his honor in your heart. In your heart. In your heart. In your heart. God is looking for his honor in your heart. In your heart. He said, my son. Proverbs 23:26. My son, give me what? Give me what? They didn't say, give me your money. God never starts with money. So all of those pastors who are always after your money, 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 they are money mongers. There are churches where they do at least 5 different types of offerings. They don't collect tithe. One of them was interviewed on social media. He said, no, we don't tithe in our church, but we collect about 3 different offerings. Every service, only, ni, only. They have canceled tithing, but they have found another way to rob God's people of more than the tithe. Tithe is only 10%. There's one that used to support the man of God. There's another one to support the ministry. They are different. Then there's another one that's a general offering. Then there's developmental offering. Then there's global missions offering. There is rural and village evangelism offering. By the time you do 10 offerings, you'll be fine. And some of the church members too are very smart. They'll be dropping 50 naira. By the time you drop it in 10 places, that's 500. Scammer called the scammer. One, a scammer, he that scams a scammer is called a scammara. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. Observe. Church is not every time you talk. There are times you don't talk, you just observe. Observe before you criticize. Observe before you resign. Observe, observe. Give me your heart. Give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways.
You're in the church, they tell you to do something, and you go to the Bible, and you can't find that thing in the Bible. Observe. Wake up at 3 a.m., read Psalm 3, read it 3 times. Where is that in the Bible? Well, we are not herbalists. You see, these are things that are faith helpers, faith transmitters. Buy a coconut. When you buy the coconut, you are not going to read incantations on it. You will read Psalm. Psalm 3, Psalm 7, Psalm 21, Psalm 131. And you read it 15 times. And it must be at 3 a.m. And then break the coconut and drink the water. The next night, get water. Rain water. Rain water. Not well water. Rain water. And you pray over it. And I'll give you the Psalms to read into it. 1 Corinthians 2:5, Paul says, let not your faith stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. If you honor God from the heart, God will honor your faith. God doesn't need that water or coconut or apple to bless you. Are you with me, church? My son, give me your heart. My daughter, God is asking this morning, give me your heart. I know some of you say you are born again, but you have really not surrendered your heart to the Lord. Because it shows in your character. Whoever has your heart has your everything. See, offering will not be a problem. Tithing will not be a problem. Even praying will not be a problem if your heart is truly surrendered to God. Have you ever fallen in love with someone? My God. If you have ever been in love, man, you will go to great lengths to make sure that person is satisfied. Like the R&B singers, even though they exaggerate a lot. They say, I give you love. I give you the things you want. I will cross the ocean for you. One said, I will go and bring you the moon. You've never heard that song before? It's by 3 T's. Back in the 80s, those were my grooves. I will cross the ocean for you. I will go and bring you the moon. I will be your hero, your strength. I give you love, I give you love. The things you want, oh man, you guys, don't fall in love, man. Man, Valentine's Day was a problem when I was growing up. It was a major problem. Because and those radio guys didn't help. They would play the blues from morning till night. And when we were fortunate to have, when we had girlfriends. Oh my God. The little 500 naira that you have saved. You lose it that day. Because you're going to buy pie. You take them to Pastry Delight. You don't know where that is. Mokola Roundabout. Pastry Delight. It doesn't exist anymore. You buy meat pie, you buy juice, you sit down and you're staring at each other. And you're breathing hard. And music is playing in the background. I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. And I swear. Hey, you know morning idea. How do you swear by the moon and the stars? Are you an astrologer? That's how we cross the ocean for you. You know, it's a lie. Have you ever been to a Lele River first? Can you cross that for anybody? I mean, you get into the river and you swim and you walk in there and say, no, that's my babe. I'm not lying. If you get on a boat, God forbid, and the boat capsizes with your lover, everybody will fight for their lives. They will fight for survival first. Am I talking church? Two people lie a lot. But they will say they will do it for love. And some people really go great lengths for love. They steal in their place of work to satisfy their woman. Yeah, because the salary is nonsense. 15,000 per month, and he's stealing 75,000 per month. Because he has to satisfy his baby. He has to take her out. He has to be a man. He has to prove that he's a man. Are you with me, church? But you know that's not God's way. I said that to say that wherever your heart is, you will do anything.
I mean, I used to go to my fiance's house, who is now my wife, every night. Every night. One night, her mom came out and said, "What are you always doing here? And what are you people always talking about?" Sincerely, if you asked us, I don't even know what we're always talking about. But we always had something to say. And it was never anything serious. That's what you do for love. Communication. Constant communication. You just want to be with them. You just want to see them. You've seen sometime in the morning, you want to see again in the evening. You've spoken on the phone in the morning, you want to speak again in the evening. You talk into the dead of the night. When you get back home, you still call. Back in the day, we had cool, extra cool. My, people had insomnia because of that. Sometimes you run out of what to say and both of you are breathing on the phone. What's on your mind? Nothing. What's on your mind? Nothing. So what are we talking about? We're just there. And you are there for the 5 minutes. Boy, I want to sleep now. I think I deserve some rest now. You do all of that because your heart is there. All of that. We used to write letters back in the day. No more letters now. Before the advent of emails. When emails came, we started writing emails as well. All of that because your heart is with the person. Your heart is with, you just want to be with them. Is your heart with the Lord like that? Can we look at our lives and say, I want to be with him every day? David said, when will I appear before God? I so love this God. When will I come? When are you going to give me an invitation? My son, give me your heart. Let your eyes observe my ways. Give me your heart. Give me your heart. I'm not going to break your heart. Some people we gave our hearts to, they didn't just break our heart. They rumpled it, they shattered it. It took some time to put the hearts together and to mend it. And some people never, never, ever recover from such wounds, emotional wounds. They carry it into their marriage. They marry someone else and they put the aggression on that person. Transferred aggression, it is called. All men are scum. Have you heard a woman say that before? Talking from experience. And hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. So if you give your heart to men, they take your money, take your body, take everything. There are broke guys who are always looking for fine, rich ladies. Even if you're not fine, they just want your money, want everything. And when they are done feeding fat on you, they're even spending your money on another girl. But God would never do that with your heart. You can trust God with your heart. You can trust God with your heart. Trusting God with your heart means trusting God with your life. You can trust God with your life. It will never lead you to hell. It will never lead you to pain. It will never lead you to disease. It will never lead you to hardship. Are you with me, church? That is what it means to worship. A heart that honors God. Ezra chapter 7 verse 10. The Bible says about Ezra that he prepared his heart. Ezra 7:10. For Ezra had prepared his what? Come on, talk to me, church. I'm sweating here. Come on. Ezra prepared his what? His heart. God is always interested in the heart. To seek the law of the Lord. And to do it. And to teach in Israel statutes and judgment. Jeremiah 29:13 says, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. It's about the heart. It's about the heart. It's about the heart. It's always about the heart. Jeremiah 30:21. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governor shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engage his what? His heart to approach unto me, saith the Lord. Heart engagement. There must be a heart to heart, spirit to spirit engagement. That is where worship comes from. And God always notices every time you engage your heart. Every time you separate yourself in fasting and prayer and in the word. And you say, Lord, I know I have my temptations. I have my weaknesses. Lord, I'll be honest with you. I'm lusting after that lady in church. Every time I see her, I don't get myself. And I know that is not real. And I know that is not from you. God, I need your help. Because this is a lust. This is not love. True love waits. Yeah? Every time you engage, God knows. And God honors that. Are you with me, church? Who is this that engaged his heart? Who is this? God is asking, who is this? Gabriel, come here. Michael, come here. Now, who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me? Who is this guy? Who is this boy? Ah! Who is this boy crying in the midnight? As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longs after you. For you alone are my heart desire, and I want to worship you. And God is asking, who is this guy that has engaged his heart? Who is this young lady that has vowed never to know a man until she gets married in worship of me? Not to impress anybody, I'm a virgin. Because there are different motives for doing different things. Who is this? Is this lady? Who is this one praying for souls when she has personal needs? And I know she's not even asking me about her bread and butter. She's asking for souls and weeping. Who is this that engaged his heart or her heart to approach unto me? Lord, show me your way. Lord, please help me. I want to know you. Beyond what PFE is preaching and teaching, I want to know you. I want to experience and encounter you. Such people always get the attention of God. Such people always get the attention of God. When you go after him, he will come after you. When you take a step towards God, he will take two towards you. The psalmist in Psalm 27, I believe verse 8, he said, when thou said, seek ye my face, Psalm 27 verse 8, thank you. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart, not my brain, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. My heart responded. My heart resonated. God said, seek ye my face. My heart responded. My heart responded. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. That's why in Psalm 24, from verse 1 all the way to verse 4, he was asking, after saying that the earth is the Lord's and all the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. Go to verse 4 now. He has founded upon the waters and all of that. Verse 4 says, now go to verse 3, please. Back up to verse 3. Verse 3. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? There is a hill called the hill of the Lord. Orioke Olua. Orioke Olua. When you go to that hill, you find God there. But who is he that will ascend to that hill? This is what many people do not know. And they think they can play with sin and play with grace at the same time because they don't know the Lord. Who is he? Church, I submit to you, when you really find God, when you really know God in your heart, not in your head, in your heart, there are certain things nobody needs to preach to you to stop doing. You will drop them. Because you don't want to hurt your beloved. You don't want to hurt him. You know he will forgive, but you don't want to hurt him. People deliberately hurt you and later come to ask for forgiveness, knowing that, Shebi, you are a child of God. You will have to forgive them. You will have to. But why must you hurt me? Why must you do something crazy and then you're asking me for forgiveness? I will forgive you, yeah? I'm a child of God. I can't go to heaven with hurt. I have to forgive you. But why must you do something stupid? When you were doing it, when you were talking about me, did you not think in your common sense that if this person gets to hear what I'm saying, he will be hurt? But people do that deliberately. They do it deliberately. And then they will come later and be looking for me. I'm sorry. It was the devil. Don't hurt God. People commit fornication. They say it was the devil. Devil? I've never seen any devil so powerful who came into somebody's room, removed their belt, remove their shoes, remove the trousers, remove the boxers. The devil? Is he that powerful? After all, when we are done, we'll ask God for forgiveness. God is looking for true worshipers, not secret sinners. Are you with me? Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who is that person? Who shall stand in his holy place? He's called holy. Anything about God is holy. That's why his word is called the Holy Bible. His spirit is called the Holy Spirit. His name is holy and he must be hallowed.
He uses holy vessels. He lives in a holy place. They sing, angels and the 24 elders in heaven sing, holy, holy, holy is the thrice holy God. Who shall stand in his holy place? Who is that person? Next verse. He that has clean hands and a pure what? And a pure what? Heart. Heart. A pure heart. A pure heart. And has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Has not lifted up. What is vanity? All the treasures and the riches of this life. They are vanity upon vanity upon. They are going to become dust. They will burn. Including all our Mercedes Benzes and Aston Martin and Maserati. They will burn. Better let God have your heart and not let this world have your heart. I have only one life. I will live it. I will enjoy myself. Hey, one day, all those things are going to burn. They will burn. Jesus said, not one stone will remain on another. People are killing other people to build houses. They are scamming people. The people that have been scammed are committing suicide. For you to own a home in Lekki. In Lekki, what is Lekki? We are talking about the God of the whole world. What's Banana Island? We are talking about the God of the whole earth. I shudder at the way people live their lives. I shudder at the gospel that we preach. Why are we in church? Why do we even preach? Is it to enrich ourselves? Unbelievers have more money than we do. If our hope is in this world alone, we are of all men most miserable. There's a woman in America that has 26 private jets. There is not a single minister of God that I know in the world that has ever had it or that has it right now. 26. She has a clothing line. Clothing line. Doesn't even have a husband. So why you want to kill yourself? Because of one Tokumbo car. My God. Clean hands. Not all hands are clean. David even wanted to build a house for God. God said, no, you have fought wars. I see blood everywhere. But the one from your loins will build. Clean hands. Still a requirement till today. And a pure heart. Clean hands. Let your hands be clean in your school. Let your hands be clean where you work. When you come late to work, register the time you arrived. Don't backpedal. Be clean. Be clean. One day it will pay off. One day somebody will recommend you to somebody. Say, I knew a lady that we worked together 3 years ago. That lady, if everybody lied, she would not lie. She would come late. She would be punished. She knows that they would deduct from her salary. She would still tell. We will even tell her, let us help you write 8 o'clock. She said, no, I got it at 8:02. 8:02 is not the same as 8:00. What's the difference? 02. What's the difference? Abuo. 02 is the same as Abuo in Igbo language. 2 minutes. Be accountable. Worship starts from there. If everybody were a true worshiper in this country, every Christian, we won't have any problem doing business with each other. Today, I prefer to do business with those people with black mark on their forehead because they will not cheat me. To doing business with those who come with speaking in tongues. Rosti Alaba. What's your name? My name is Reverend Brasto Lebahariaba. Oh, sorry, brother. The Holy Ghost just spoke to me now. 419. There was one who used to call me on the phone. He'll be speaking in tongues before calling me. It's a different thing if I call you mistakenly when you are praying. You know what I'm saying? And you pick it and you don't want to talk to me. But being a believer, I will understand. Because when you pick your call and I hear you saying, Mambre Katabala, you are speaking in tongues, I will drop the call. I will know it's your prayer time. You have honored me to let me know that you are praying. But it's a different ballgame when you are the one praying and you are the one doing the calling. You are trying to impress me and oppress me. He will call me on the phone. Rabasta kalaba shanda baya. Ge go go la go go. La go 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 shaga. La go go go. And I'm talking his tongue. La go 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 shaga. Me too, I will pick the call. Rabatalia bahaya. Go go staba. We can speak in tongue 1 minute or 2 minutes and then he will say, yeah. So, Akinso, I want to tell you now. I'll say, okay, sir, okay, sir, okay, sir. The Holy Ghost warned me. We departed, we separated ways in 2020. After, during the COVID, after actually 2021. But the Holy Ghost had warned me since 2019 to 2018 to depart from him, to separate from him, to sever our relationship. I argued with the Holy Ghost. He's a good guy. He's a brother. He's a pastor. He speaks in tongues. Oh, he loves people. Does the Holy Ghost know more than you? Does the Holy Ghost know more than you? Do you know more than the Holy Ghost? Can you advise God? Isaiah said in Isaiah 40, one of the verses, he said, who had been his counselor taught him? Can you teach God? I burnt my fingers, but he had mercy on me. You don't think burn? Oh, you're me. Alone, you're me. From a trouble that would have swallowed me. It was after that one I did business with this other one, scammer. The two of them, general overseers. General. Oh, do you want a Congo? Overseers. The Holy Ghost knows men. He knows people. If you give him your heart, he will minister to your heart. Do you know if this is your heart, for example, this is the Lord, and your heart is with the Lord will just be pressing button in your heart, giving you instructions. You want to go that direction, it can hold you like this, meaning he's withdrawing your peace. You just don't have peace about that thing anymore. Anybody knows what I'm talking about? That's the Lord. That's the Lord. And that's someone whose heart is with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody getting blessed this morning? I'm sharing life lessons with you. You don't know people. I have vouched for people to my detriment. I didn't know these people were sold out to evil. And I vouched for them. Said, no, he's a man of God. And me, when I love passionately. That's why it's not always good to get on my other side. That man, that scammer, he went to Lagos to beg one of the pastors I respect. He said, I will not even give him a chance to talk to me. He can't talk to me. He can't. We meet in court, but he cannot. How do you see my face? I look in the mirror and say, this face is not strong enough for the devil. I make it very strong for the devil after speaking in tongues. 3 hours. Rabba Koliaba, Rubaka. You can't speak like that and you come out smiling. Go, smile. Your face already disfigured. He said, Pastor Fred said to me, he pointed his finger and said, I will destroy you. The pastor called me and said, Pastor Fred, what happened? I said, the greater one inside of me said to the smaller one on the inside of him, I will destroy you. He has destroyed many people's lives, people's dreams, people's destinies. You have a son who is a footballer in the UK. You have a daughter in America. Your own children are living large all over the world, and you are destroying the lives of the children of people struggling in Africa. Ah, I said, I'm that one voice that the Lord has raised. I said, tell him this will be like the David and Goliath edition in modern terms. You have come against me with your sword and your staves and your spear and javelin, but I have come against you in the name of the Lord. And this day, I will cut off your head, even though I don't have a sword in my hand physically. But I carry the sword of the Spirit. Every time I go to court, I go with the word of God. And God always shows me, this is the one to pray. This is the one to pray. It's Job 8:20 this time. No, don't use Job 8:20 again. Use Job 20:15. God's always showing me. Use something. He's always showing me. One of them says, God will not help the evildoers. I was in Igbora one day. Went for an event. I got a call. He was about to escape from prison. He was going to be set free. I left everybody. I went to a corner. I sat in my chair and I said, Lord, according to Job 20:15, your word says that you will not help the evildoers. Put it on the screen. Let me give this free of charge. On the screen. Media, I know you have been blessed by the message. Oh, this one God gave me, the latest one. So it's not this one. Job 8:20. See this one. Wait. See this one. He has swallowed down riches, and he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. Abi gorogo.
Anybody has come to you before? Use this scripture for them. Give me Job 8:20. This one. This was the one I used in Ibora. I said, Lord, behold, God will not cast away a perfect man. You will not cast me away. My heart is with you. Neither will he help who? The evildoers. Come as the evildoers. That's why I encourage young men, don't do Yahoo. It's evil. God will not help you. I told God that day, God, the authority must have conspired to help him, but don't help him. If you don't help him, he will not be helped. Yes, sir. It doesn't matter how many people gather together to help an evildoer. I've seen God. If God does not help that person, not going anywhere. Till today, he can't understand why he's still in Nigeria since October last year. He's marooned. His lawyer was begging us, begging my colleagues, this last Friday when we got to court, that we should please allow him, let him go and do his business, do other things, so that he could pay our money. Meaning, release him to go and scam other people, so he can use the money to now pay us. They were having the meeting when I got to court. When I got to court, my lawyer held my hand and said, don't go, Pastor Fred, stay with us. So I stayed. I listened to the idiocy that was proceeding from the mouth, from the buccal cavity of his lawyer. When I had the idiocy, it was very nauseating. I walked away. I went to greet my clients. As I was coming out again to join them, I had court. Magistrate had entered. So, end of discussion. I came and I spoiled what they had planned. We are celebrating him on his way to prison now. In a matter of weeks. Not only that. Job 2015. He has swallowed down riches. He will vomit them up again. He doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to pay us at all. But God will do what? Cast it out of his belly. Olorun afi tipa ti kuku banjade ninu e. Amen. I want to beg you. You don't know people. You hardly know yourself. Let your heart be with Jesus. He will rescue you from 6 troubles. Yea, from 7, he will deliver you. I wish I could go further here today. But let me stop. I'm a man under authority. Stand on your feet, everybody. Have you been blessed? I'll continue from here next Sunday. A heart that honors God. One prayer I'd like you to pray this morning is, Holy Spirit, purify my heart. Holy Spirit, purify my heart. I want Malachi 3:1-3 on the screen. We use that to pray, and then we close the service and we quickly go join the other church. Hallelujah. Malachi 3:1-3. Let's read, everybody. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Everybody read out loud. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, it shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Next verse. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like what? A refiner's fire. And like what? A fuller's soap. Next verse. Verse 3. What does he come to do? And he shall sit as a refiner. Did he not sit upon them on the day of Pentecost? Come on. Did he not sit on them on the day of Pentecost? And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Purify my heart, Lord. Purify my heart, Lord. Purify my heart from all the impurities. Yeah, you can take the offering while that is going on. Go ahead. Talk to God, everybody. Purify my heart. Purify my heart. Purify my heart. Please stop the offering. Stop the offering. Everybody should pray. Purify my heart. Purify my heart. So that I may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Your offering will not be in righteousness if your heart is not purified. Purify. Open your mouth, everybody. 1 minute. Talk to God. Purify my heart, Lord. I know you claim to be born again,
But your heart is not purified. Purify my heart, Lord. Purify my heart, Lord. Purify my heart, Lord. Purify my motives. My motives. My motives. Why do I want to be a pastor? Why do I want to be big? Why do I want to have a big ministry? Why do I want to be a big businessman? Why do I want to be a successful businessman? Is this so that I can sponsor girls and carry them to Dubai to sleep with them? Or is it to advance the frontiers of the kingdom of God? Purify my motives. Purify my motives, Lord. Lord, help me. Why do I want to emerge the best in my department? Is it to arrogate the credit to myself? Or to show them that this is what Jesus can do? Purify my heart. Purify my heart. Everybody, place your hands on your belly like this. Lord, purify me. Purify me from the inside. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Put it on the screen for us, please. Time we have to go now, please. I will continue in this same line of thought next Sunday. Please come so you don't lose out, don't miss out, and invite people that need help. Let them come and understand what true worship is. We're going to share.